The chair was always there, every time. It never moved, even when the rest of the room was rearranged, refurnished, rebooted between our visits. It was my grandpa's chair, and it sat in the corner, next to where a fireplace would have been had the house not been located in the hot, drippy swamp, where no one ever needed a fireplace. The chair was wooden, polished, and stained dark like the molasses in my grandma's kitchen. It had a ladder back and two large rockers on its feet. I can remember him sitting in the chair with his large veined hands and their long fingers draped softly on the rounded ends of the armrest. His eyes closed as he dozed. I don't ever remember him rocking, though, so I was always surprised to see those rockers every time we arrived for a visit. Since Grandpa died, no one ever sat in the chair, and it stayed in its place of honor there in the corner. Now that Grandma was gone, too, we made the trek once again with a mission to clear out the house. I expected the house to have lost its breath when she died, and it had. The hum that inhabits a house when it's occupied was silent. The refrigerator's hum, a tinny replacement. But I was not prepared for the chair to be missing. Without the chair as its anchor, the room tipped and leaned away from the too light corner. My eyes kept straying to the empty place, and my mind wondered as we packed boxes with dishes, knickknacks, throw pillows, towels, canned food from the pantry, and the six potted philodendrons that snaked across the windowsill, sunning their branches. "Where's the rocket chair?" I asked my cousin when he came in for another stack of boxes. He didn't know. Now that the missing chair was acknowledged, its absence called loudly, much louder than before. I walked quickly through the house, scanning for it. Could it have been sold or given away long ago? No, it was there last May when I searched for a seat in the crowded room as we celebrated Grandma's 90th birthday. I had sat on the floor next to it, my back against the wall. It wasn't in the house, and it wasn't in the U-Haul van where the boxes were being loaded. The garage held only the Buick and the lawnmower with its red plastic gas can friend. I finally found it in Grandpa's tool shed. Its polished surface without dust, even the long curved rockers gleamed. I could breathe again, my shoulders released. It sat alone in the middle of the dirt floor. In the shadows, I noticed the carved shoulders of the back looked like eyebrows. They carried an expression, but I couldn't tell of what. I touched the end of the round arm and pivoted into the carved seat. I breathed again and tried to push with my toes to tip the rocket chair into motion. Nothing. I shoved harder, but it was rigid, too stubborn to move. I got up and tipped it sideways to look at the rockers. They were planed flat on the bottom. The curvy part of the rockers scraped away a long time ago, the dark stain and polish evident even on the bottom.